page 197. Good to see you again back at the house of the Lord tonight. The Lord's blessed us. Appreciate you so much. Let's try the song here. One ninety-seven.
Bye.
think about him?
Oh, yes, we do.
Praise be to God.
When we think about Calvary, we think of the long hill called Calvary's Hill.
That's right.
We think about Golgotha's Hill, the place of a skull.
Right.
Amen. Calvary, where Jesus was crucified. Amen. Coming upon Easter season, reminds me of Scripture what Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
He that cometh, amen, to me, what are we going to do, church? We're going to be able to live. Amen. Praise God. Living in Christ. Amen. You shall not die, but we're going to live. We're going to live in Him because we're serving a resurrected Lord and Savior. He's not dead. Amen. He's alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to the Easter season, aren't you? Coming up. It's a little bit later this year than normally. Is it the last Sunday in April?
It's on my birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that the last Sunday? I don't know. It's... Oh, is it?
It's on the third day.
Okay. Last Sunday in April this year. Praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. Easter Sunday. So I tell you what we need to do. That gives us plenty of time to invite some extra folks for Easter service. You know, Easter time, Christmas time, is a good time to invite people to come. Most of the churches, they have more attendance that service than they do any other time of the year. So that gives us plenty of time to work on some folks and try to get them to church. I was even talking to my sister today, been talking to my niece and others trying to get them to come, you know, to church. But the time when you're living in Dallas seems to be more difficult than it's ever been to try to encourage people to come to the house of God.
Right.
I guess we're living in such a time that everything comes more of what people want to do, desire to do, have to do, more time to do it seems to be. But anyway, I'm just glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather be here anywhere else with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to be reading tonight from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Two verses of Scripture, very familiar to your hearing tonight. But the Lord give me help. I'd like to be preaching from these two verses here tonight. Amen. Praise God. That's Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. If you'd like to stand tonight in reverence to God's word as we read. Amen. About Christ being our example. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking at that verse 2 for the message. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. This is the Lord teaching us that Jesus is our example.
Right.
Amen. Praise God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. No more we singing about Calvary, amen, going up that hill called Calvary. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Isn't it great to know he is our intercessor? Amen. Tonight, on the right hand of the Father. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Amen. Looking unto Jesus, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, God, and we're rejoicing in song. We thank you, Lord, it's because of Calvary that we can live. That Jesus died and he rose on the third day that we can live. And Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you have this, amen, Lord, is to worship you in spirit and in truth, desire to receive that we need from God. I pray, Lord, that you just take this message of, oh, Lord, apply it to our hearts to receive. seen from it by faith. Lord, we need a stirring within us. We need help, God, and only that you can give. Do touch us, dear Heavenly Father. We need a move of the Spirit. We need a Holy Ghost power. Amen. We need a move of the Spirit, God, amen. In this service tonight, Lord, do help us, Lord, as we desire to receive that we need. Let this service be stirred for thee in this last hour. Amen. It's no more what I was preaching, Lord. Help us not to be overcharged with the cares of this life. But help us to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we build it upon that faith tonight. Though it is fire faith, Lord, it will continue in this race. What is ever accomplished here will forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. No more what verse 1 is teaching us, church, tonight, that we are in a race, a lifelong test of faith. Yes, we are. Amen. This verse teaches us that we need to run this race with patience. What does that patience mean in the Greek? It means to persevere, amen, and to endure, amen. So we need to persevere and to endure to the end. This is the way of victory. In the scripture, when he said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That we as the children of God can have victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This victory is overcoming the world. This victory is overcoming the flesh. This victory is overcoming sin. This victory, amen, praise God, is overcoming the adversary that wars and rages against us. So that is the way of victory for the child of God. Amen. We're to press on. That perseverance means pressing on to the finish line. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are set up this race and we're going to finish this race in which we have begun. Amen. This scripture is teaching us that we need to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. We hear besetting sins. We see that people are entangled still under the bondage of sin, even as Christians. But we no more take the scripture. What it teaches us is the book of Romans. Amen. Praise God. In verse number 13, he that liveth unto the flesh, he shall surely die. But he that mortifies the, amen, the deeds of the body, he shall live. And we know that as long as we're in the flesh, we can't please God. What is the flesh going to do? The flesh is going to sin. It's going to yield to sin. Oh yes, but we by the Spirit can overcome. And we can please God and abstain from fleshly desires. Amen? So we must run. Amen. And be aware. Amen. That our greatest danger is the temptation to give up. And to yield to sin and to return to sin. I have no desire to do that tonight. Do you, church? I have no desire to look back. Amen. Jesus said, if a man has his hand on the plow and looking back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. But I have no desire to look back to you. I have burned all the bridges behind me. I've set forth for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Aren't you? I'm looking up to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I have no desire to yield to temptation. I have no desire to yield my body to temptation. I have a desire to flee from temptation. And that's what we need to do. The scripture teaches us, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. I've been overcome, and one day I will receive a crown of life. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying. Amen. Praise God. The Lord, the righteous judge, is going to give unto me that day. Why? It's because he is an overcomer. He had the victory through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He endured, he endured. He endured to overcome the temptations of life. And we can, amen, endure, church. We can overcome, amen, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise to God. We look to Jesus, set forth the example of our commitment to do His will. I think about what Jesus said. Amen. The one scripture I believe in Matthew 12 and 50. He said, oh yes, for he that doeth the will of my Father is the same as my brother, my sister, and my mother. Praise God. For he that doeth the will of the Father. Now Jesus come to do the will of the Father and He sent Him. And we know He set forth an example in the Garden of Gethsemane when He had prayed. He had prayed to the Father, amen, in anguish and in agony. As He prayed, amen, as His sweat became as great drops of blood. We know the scriptures, Amen. But he said, amen, nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done. Remove this cup from me. Amen. Nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done. And no more saints of God, Jesus was fulfilling the will of God when he went to Calvary. It seemed like tonight that's what we got in Calvary. The crucifixion on our minds tonight. Amen. As we look to the Lord. Amen. To the commitment to do his will. Why did the Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Therefore, Paul knew that he was committing his ministry and his life to Jesus Christ. He knew when he preached Christ crucified. And he knew in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, praise God, and gave himself for me. So he knew when he went to the places in the synagogues in the streets, he was going to preach Christ and he was going to preach him crucified. In other words, when he preached Christ and his crucifixion, we know no more of the gospel message than we hear the souls will be, amen, saved and brought and delivered. Amen. Through Paul's ministry because of the crucifixion. And we know the saints of God is because of Calvary. I think about the chorus of that song that was just singing, because of Calvary. Life is worthwhile because of Calvary. Amen. Glory to God. I can wear a sunny smile. And Jesus gave his life. That's why I can look unto Jesus, because if he was going to abide and do the will of the Father, he was committing himself to do his, amen, the will of the Father. And we therefore are to commit ourselves to do the will of the Father. If we are going to be living a spirit-filled life, what the Scripture teaches us, amen, about the spirit-filled life, is not to be drunk with wine and excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. That's what's understanding what the will of the Lord is to be filled with the Spirit. Amen, praise God. That's committed to the will of God. A sanctified man, a holy man, a Holy Ghost-filled man is committing himself to the will of God because he's looking unto Jesus. Amen. It's, amen, not only his commitment to do the will of the Father, it's our commitment to do the will of God. For he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Amen. Praise God. And every one of us should know how to possess this vessel here with sanctification and with honor. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we look to Jesus, amen, for that sanctifying faith. We look to Jesus in that faith as we pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire, amen. We look to Jesus to set forth that example of prayer. Church, it was no more than the example he gave there in the Garden of Gethsemane. But I think often how the disciples had Jesus teach us to pray, and John taught his disciples that our Father which art in heaven, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Amen. He set an example for prayer that men ought to pray in the faint not. Amen. That we ought to pray without ceasing. Amen. Praise God. So that's the example, committed to his will, an example of prayer. Oh, yes. And we're going to say how that we can, as Christians, that we're suffering. Amen. We're going to be steadfast. Amen. For he to do it the will of God, he is going to suffer. We're going to suffer this persecution that's coming against us. We're going to suffer the things in this world because we are light of the world. And therefore, we shall bear forth a reproach. And therefore, amen. Oh, yes, we'll be criticized and we'll be judged. Amen. Things that people are doing against us to see all manner of people against us, but we must do the more what Jesus said, pray for them that despitefully uses you and says all manner of evil against you. We know that we're going to be persecuted because the prophets was also persecuted before us. Amen. Praise God. Do you love him tonight, church? Amen. Christ has set forth that example for us. Amen. To show loyalty to the Father. Amen. Praise God. Showing loyalty to the Father. Amen. Praise God. No more. And what the Scripture teaches us that then we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, then we can cry, Abba Father. Amen. We can cry, Abba Father. Yes. Why can we cry, Abba Father? It's because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Yes. Amen. It's just like, amen, the Lord Christ being that example for us, that we're looking unto Jesus. Jesus. We're looking for a great inheritance. No more what Abraham was looking for. He was looking for a country. Amen. Which his builder and maker was God. Amen. Praise God. He was looking for a heavenly city. A heavenly city, church. I think about what's, amen, for the child of God that's before us. I think about, amen, that heavenly city. I think about, amen, that great inheritance. I think about the reward that's going to be given. I think about all the ones that suffered, bled, and died for the cause of the gospel. I think about all the martyrs that were killed. I think about all those who died in faith. I think about all those who fought this good fight of faith. Isn't it wonderful to know? But they kept looking unto Jesus. In Hebrews 11, that faith chapter, the one reason why these elders obtained a good report is because they looked unto God. To the needle, and was looking at the Christ, who was the great redeemer of our souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Christ set forth an example that we can see from the fullness of joy in the completing work of Jesus Christ. They said one verse in Philippians, he that has begun a good work in you shall perform it, shall finish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He that has begun a good work in you. I think about that, saints of God, that work that he has begun at the Upper Room Fellowship is because people, amen, desire, amen, to see for the spirits of God is going to keep them coming. It's going to keep them coming back to the altar. It's going to keep them witnessing. It's going to keep the joy in their heart. It's going to be a complete work of Christ. It's because they desire, they hunger for it, amen. They hunger to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. But they continue to look unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Him. Praise God. And so we know no more what Jesus set forth the example that He sought God. Amen. He set that example that He prayed for 3 long hours. He set that example as we sing the sweet hour prayer. He set that example. Amen. That we need to watch and pray not to enter into temptation. He set that example. Amen. Oh yes, we need to be stirred for God. Amen. Be fervent in spirit. Amen. Be stirred in our soul for God. Amen. Hallelujah. He set that example for us. Amen. He set forth that example looking unto Jesus for our source of strength. I think about Jesus as He carried the cross of Calvary. Amen. Oh yes. Amen. The punishment. Amen. Oh yes. And oh yes, in the scourging that had took place as they beat the Son of God. Amen. Oh yes, with many stripes He were beaten. Amen. For our healing. Amen. The suffering of being bought. Amen. Oh yes. And once He was crucified, amen, He was pierced in His side and flowed out. Amen. Praise God. And amen. That water. Amen. That blood. It's coming out of His body. Amen. That life-long spirit flow that we're receiving from today. Aren't you thankful for that, saints of God? Amen. Yes, He suffered. He bled. He died. That scourging had taken place. He was beaten. Amen. The 39 stripes upon His back. It ripped His flesh open. Amen. You think about the brutality. You think about the suffering. You think about the agony. You think about the pain. We're looking unto Jesus. We're looking to that crucifixion. We're looking to that resurrection. Amen. The reason why we can live is because Jesus lives. You know the song, I can live because He lives. All fear is gone, and life is worth living because Jesus lives. He lives in me. Hallelujah. I have life in me, church. Amen. I praise Him tonight for everything. Are you looking unto Jesus for every source of strength? Are you looking unto Jesus for every source of joy? Are you looking unto Jesus for all that you need to maintain a spiritual life in the Spirit, a walk with God, and to commune with Him as sin was freed? I'm telling you, saints of God, we need more Christ in this last hour. If we ever see our need, look unto Jesus now. If we ever see our need, amen, the long in our soul, amen, for that commitment. He's the author. He's the finisher. Amen. Of this faith. Amen. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the first. He's the last. Amen. Praise God. Oh, He's the Lord. Amen. of my soul.
Yes,
he is. Oh, praise be to God. Don't you love me, church? Don't you know he's in control of your life? Don't you know, amen, he's opening up the avenues of your soul to give you some spiritual insight, some spiritual, amen, praise God, learning by the way of the Spirit. And God is opening your vision and lets you see how to live in this past hour. Amen. We got to be hungry, church. It's going to keep us going back. I think about that. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. Oh, when we get to look unto Jesus for our daily needs, and we think about what Jesus has said, take no thought for what you shall eat or what you shall drink.
Right.
Or what you shall be clothed with. Amen. We know the fowls of the air and the sparrows, he knows it falls to the ground, and all the fowls of the air that he feeds. Amen. I was listening, I believe it was yesterday morning. Amen. Me and my wife, amen, opened the back door there to the porch, spring in the porch there. And amen, there was just a flood of birds coming in of all kinds, red birds and blue jays and robins and all that chirping, all that singing. I just told her she was doing something in the kitchen. I said, listen, just listen for a minute. I mean, it's just like a sweet, sweet heavenly sound in my ears, church. To hear all that commotion, those birds singing, it's just like it was coming around for camping. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, you got different types of birds, so you got different types of singing. Amen. Praise God. It was just wonderful sounds to my ears. Amen. Just listen. God moves. Amen. In his creation, church. He speaks to us through his creation. Amen. By the fowls of the air. Amen. He feeds them. He blesses them. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. They have their dog. They feed their young. But how much greater are we today? He clothes the grass of the field. Oh, yes, in the lilies. Listen. God. We're greater than that creation. We're blessed by God. Hallelujah. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us.
Amen.
Added unto us every day.
That's right.
Because we're looking to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, at times we look to our companion, we think surely they'll understand, and surely we can receive something. I'll tell you, I've learned all these years that I've been married. I can go to her, amen, more than anyone else. But still at times, she don't understand. She don't understand the pain of the trials I face in my depression, in my battles, in the struggles. Amen, at times when my wife knows I'm real, real, real quiet, I don't have much to say. And for no reason, she knows that even there's nothing going on, nothing wrong in our relationship. She knows I'm back there. And she knows just leave me alone. Because I have to face my battle alone with Christ. Amen. At times it gets that way. The oppression gets so strong. Amen. Standing for the cause of the gospel, leading souls to Christ, and preaching every week. Amen. With that battle against the rage. Amen. That oppression begins to come. Amen. At times, amen, it turns sick to my stomach. I begin to have hot flesh is running all over my body. It's no more than the oppression of the enemy flogging my mind. Amen. I stay quiet in my trial, but I'm fighting against the evil spirits that's coming against my soul. But I tell you this, as long as I keep looking unto Jesus, church, if we can just go back and look unto Jesus all the time, we're sick.
Right.
And the first response, we run to the doctor. We run to the emergency room. I think of that, brother.
Yeah.
Doctrine. Amen. To them passed on. I believe that he had said he was on divine healing.
Yes.
For many, 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 many years. I've heard some of them testify about when the children were growing up and they had broken bones that needed, I guess, to be cast, you know, cast on their arms, legs, or whatever. They tried to mend it and try to wrap it, do all the things that they could at home without having no doctor to see. Amen. They trust in God.
Right.
Amen. For the healing for their children, healing for their bodies. Amen. Brother Chester lived, amen, to be old enough in age, and God blessed him, blessed his minister. Amen. Praise God. I'll never forget. I was in a revival back in September 1990 there at the Spiritual Church of God. Brother Gary Enfield was preaching that revival that week, and me and some of the church from Mount Vernon went over to visit that revival. Amen. I can remember when it was, September 1990. Never been in a service quite like that before. Amen. The power of God fell that night. Amen. They had a big choir. I mean, there was people all in the choir. Amen. There was people coming from Virginia and other states in that revival. A great move of God in that revival. Amen. There was one brother there playing two tambourines at one time. Amen. He could play them on each knee. It seemed like every step of shout, people were shouting all around the altar. Amen. The tambourine beat, every beat of the music. Amen. Was in tune. Everything was lovely. I can remember when I was, amen, standing on, amen, right there in the front pew. People were shouting all in front of me. The fire of God had failed. Amen. And it fell all across the choir. Amen. This people was worshiping God. Amen. Brother Gary got up to sing that song. As he said, one afternoon he went to sleep and a song come to him in his sleep. Amen. About the Father. Amen. Heaven, I can't remember exactly the words. Amen. But the Heavenly Father, it's something like that. I appreciate you, but something on that line of lyrics of a song. But anyway, it was a song that the Lord had given to him. And him and his wife began to sing that song, the power of God began to move. I mean, people were just shouting and praising God. Amen. Wonderful revival, wonderful way of the Spirit. At church, that's been over 20 years ago. And I think about revivals I've been to in the past. Just like you think about. We think about the move of God. We think about how people were so sincere that they looked unto Jesus. I say no more then for divine healing. No more, amen, for great revivals. Amen. No more for the move of the Spirit. What's happened in this time now? 2011. Why can't we look unto Jesus like we did 20 years ago? Amen. When people shouted under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was nothing to stay in service to 10, 11, and 12. Amen. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. It was nothing to stay. Amen. In lengthy services because people tarry and waited upon God. Amen. Praise God because they looked to Jesus. Amen. They looked to Jesus no more. Amen. In Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need as we look to Jesus. The scripture before that teaches us sin that Christ, the great high priest, same man, oh yes, that great high priest that has been passed to the heavens. Let us hold fast our profession of faith. Amen. Can we do that tonight? The profession of faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God. We need to hold on to that, church. That profession of faith in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Knowing that faith is what's going to keep us to endure. Amen. Faith, amen, over than God, is what's going to keep us looking unto Jesus each and every day as we walk with God. Looking unto Jesus.
Right.
Amen. The scripture goes on to say that he endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down to the right hand of the Father. That's where he is now.
Right.
That's where he is now. Praise God. Amen. And one day, just any day now, amen, when the Father looks to the Son, says, go over in my children's home. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Just think about that. That really amazes me to know that even Christ himself does not know the day that only the Father. No man knoweth the day or the hour of the coming of the Son of Man, not even Christ, but the Father only. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes, but when he turns to the Son, go get my children home. And the church is going to be worth it. I think about the rapture taking place. I think about what's taking place now in our world. I think about what's going on now. Amen. Christ is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we look unto Jesus each and every passing day? Can we look unto Jesus every time we open the Word that He can enlighten us? Amen. Through the trial that we're going through at that moment, at that day, can we look to Him and look to His Word and stand upon the promises of God? Can we continue to do that? But look unto Jesus. Can we? Amen. Saints of God, we must look. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must. Amen. Press on tonight. Amen. That perseverance, that endurance is going to keep us unto the end. That we're in this race which we have begun. Amen. Get that old besetting sin away from you. Amen. It's that sin that keeps coming back. People think they get victory. It keeps coming back. And it keeps coming back. Amen. They're going to lay it down for a while and then go back and pick it back up. Listen, saints of God. Amen. We got to do, amen, far better now. We got to get that thing under the blood. Amen. That old besetting sin, that old hindrance is keeping us from not having victory. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, saints of God, amen, we can look to Jesus.
Right. No.
I say, for what? For He set forth an example. Being committed to His will. Amen. For prayer. Looking unto Him for suffering. For enduring loyalty to the Father. Seeking for the joy and complete work of Christ in life. And the source of strength, grace, mercy, and help. And also looking unto Jesus as our example. Trust in God.
Right.
Trust in the Father.
Right.
Trust in the Father. Amen. You know with Christ how He endured all the suffering through the times. Amen. Amen. He went up to that Calvary's hill. We think about the Lord when He entrusted God. Amen. Through the times, amen, and His disciples, it seemed like the Lord when He was trying to teach and lead them and teaching the Word. Amen. That they need to receive to become true men of God, followers of Christ. Amen. See, Christ set an example for Him before His disciples to trust God. Amen. As He looked to the Father. Amen. To do the commitment of His will. You see, the Lord of the disciples, when they looked to Christ and were looking to seek God for the works He had done, He come to do the works of the Father. So the same works that we shall do of the Father to do Christ and His will. Amen. Praise God. It's trust in God, church. It's fully trusting God. Amen. When things begin to arise in our life. Amen. And when things become, amen, a stumbling block for us. It seems like even our other brother has set the stumbling block in our way. And we can't understand why the persecution is coming from other Christians. And we don't understand why this has to happen this way. And why I'm facing this trial like I'm facing. But listen here. If we trust God and believe God's word. Amen. Glory to God. We don't understand why it has to come to this person. And why it has to be this way to this Christian. Amen. Because a lot of times we come to know it's through Christian people from other churches, other denominations, our neighbors, our friends. Amen. That we have looked to, but now we can't look to them no more.
Right.
Because of things that have taken place, things that have happened, or things that was falsely accused. We need to trust God.
Right.
Do you love Him tonight, church?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Can we look to Jesus a little longer tonight?
Yes.
Can we look to Him? Amen. Praise God. It reminds me of a story. I'm coming to a close. About this young little boy. About 6 or 7 years old. He went down to the yard and had a sandbox. Amen. In the backyard. He was playing in the sand. He had little toys he was playing in the sand. And he had some stones that he wanted removed. It was in his way for playing in the sand. Some big stones. Now he didn't know enough to heal at the back window. His father was looking over at his son as he was playing, watching over him. And he began to notice how his son became very frustrated because he tried to remove those stones that were in his way. He tried to get on his back and push it with his legs and tried to take all the strength that he had to move them. Amen. Where he could play and do as he wanted to do. But he couldn't remove the stone. It was just too heavy. It was just too large. And he come frustrated. He jumped up and down. He kicked it. He tried to move it, but he couldn't budge it. So here comes Daddy coming down the long hill, the father. Coming down where his son was. The son was down on the ground trying to move the stone. He As you looked up to that big 6'5" man that stood so tall, big in stature. And you looked with frustration in his face, in his eyes, tears coming down his face, saying, "Daddy, these stones are in my way, and I couldn't move them." He said, "Son, all you had to do was just ask me."
Right.
And the father just reached down with that big hand and picked up that stone and cast it away. And he reached down with his other hand, he picked up that big old stone and he cast it away. And he looked up to his daddy, that big smile, the tears was gone. Amen, praise God. It's because daddy, the father, had come down. Amen, removed the stone away. I think about our heavenly Father who come down and removed that great big stone, amen, from the opening of the tomb when Jesus come out of that grave. You see, it wasn't Jesus himself that raised himself from the grave. That scripture says that it was the Father, amen, that removed the stone. It was the power of God that removed the stone. It was God himself who raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
Did you know that that's how the scripture clarifies? Amen, that God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. That huge stone, that big old boulder, amen, it was at the, amen, the tomb of Jesus, amen, oh yes, praise God, listen, that's all that God requires if we'll trust in church. Why didn't we ask him the first time? That's the way we are, just like that little boy playing in the sand. If big stones come to us, and we get frustrated, we try to move them on our own, we try, amen, to kick it around, and play with it, and they say it's too large, the burden's too heavy, amen, go to God, and the Father comes down, who's that 6'5" in stature, and looks down, "Son, and you ask me, I'll remove the stone, I'll remove it." And he just picks down and removes that stone.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cast it out of the way. Can he do that, church, tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I say he can. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Let's give him a good clap of praise here tonight, sir. To remove the stones. Amen. To remove that hindrance. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why I say, God, if there's any sin in my life, I don't want to hinder, amen, nothing to hinder my spiritual growth. Amen. I don't want nothing to be in my way. Amen. God, heaven to grow. Heaven to mature. Heaven to keep trusting God. Amen. Trust in him in all thy ways. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. And trust in him with all our heart. That's what we need to do. Let us stand here tonight, church. The ones that will, let's come around, let's pray about this message. Let us look to Jesus tonight. Let us look to him for help.
Yeah.
Let us look to him for spiritual strength. Whatever you need.